Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jason DeRussia off this Friday. Big, big, big grad party coming up this weekend for his youngest, Sam, who's headed off to USC. He's got both coasts covered, Chris. Seth's in New York. Sammy's in L.A. What could be better, right?
I guess that's when you have a sibling, you just want to get as far away from them as possible.
That's, my brother and I, the only two siblings in the family, love the man dearly, as I'm sure he adores me. But we do need our distance.
Mm-hmm.
We do find that the more we're together, the friction sort of just, it's not good. I love him. We just have very different.
You love him, but you need some distance.
You do need some distance. So I'm asking folks on the text line, 651-461-9226, what should I get Sam DeRussia for his graduation party gift and bonus points if it's something that creatively tweaks his father a little bit? Texture says, a shirt that has a photo of Jason with his index finger shushing someone. I'm a de-shusha. I like that a lot. Another person says, gift card to Certix, not the liquor store, but for the cheese shop. I mean, he's still underage, so the liquor store would not, but maybe, cheese shop, he might like cheese. Another texter says, get him a monogrammed flask, which, I suppose you could put non-alcoholic beverages in a flask just because it's normally used for that, right? Doesn't mean it has to be. But my aunt checking in says, a picture of myself and my brother, who was Sam's teacher once mm-hmm. upon a time, together for his dorm, and write on it your two favorite male role models. See, my family's on the ball with this one. I love it. I'm not going to read the latest text that just came in, but
everybody needs some good cooks in their life.
Oh, there you go. See? That's very, very true. Very, very true. It's 5:10. That means it's time for the Rush Hour headlines.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
Starting on the lead today is a statement that was issued by Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette. Those of you who've been following this story, and it's been, of course, all over the place, know that Senator Hoffman and his wife were shot multiple times each in their home by the man that went on to kill Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. And they were through multiple surgeries, the both of them, and have finally been able to put together a family statement. And if you haven't read it yet today, it is worth taking your time. You can find it, Star Tribune, Pioneer Press, it's all over the place. But I want to read you kind of the last couple of paragraphs, because this is where I really think they hit the nail on the head. They say, we are heartbroken to know that our friends Melissa and Mark Hortman were assassinated. Our daughter Hope and Sophie Hortman went to school together. And we know that they, along with Colin Hortman, will have each other's support as we all walk through the devastating consequences of that horrific night. We want to thank all of those at Fernbrook School behind the GoFundMe account. You'll be helping us pick up the broken pieces of our lives. We are uplifted by the prayers and support from so many across the state of Minnesota and the country. Thank you. And this is where it really, to me, drives the nail home. Choosing to work in the public sector, even in as limited way as John's career as a senator, has always meant sacrificing a level of privacy. But now we are grappling with the reality that we live in a world where public service carries such risks as being targeted because someone disagrees with you or doesn't like what you stand for. As a society, as a nation, as a community, we must work together to return to a level of civility that allows us all to live peacefully. The future for our children depends on that. We'll be praying for that work and appreciate all those who will join us. Sincerely, John and Yvette Hoffman. And again, earlier in the statement, they described the events that happened that night, especially the role of their daughter, Hope, who is flat out a hero. And I hope, pardon the pun, I hope she's given some sort of public recognition for what she did for her parents and on that night that helped eventually lead to the capture.
Oh, I could not imagine being a child and being in that situation.
Seeing that happen to your parents?
Fight or flight, and to sit there and fight and be there with your parents. That's an amazing characteristic that is ingrained in her to have that character.
Presence of mind to be able to call 911 and give them an accurate description of where you are and what had happened and where this guy was headed when you last saw him. She's a hero. She's flat out a hero.
She is.
And she deserves that recognition. But it's that last little bit, too, that I want to make sure we refocus on, is this idea of civility. The governor has given some words to that effect. Other politicians in the state have given words to that effect. I hope they follow through. I think the governor's credibility on that isn't the greatest in the world, given some of the things he said very, very recently.
Yes.
We have rushed this entire story to say, oh, it's their fault. It's the folks on the left that are doing this. It's the folks that are right on doing this. Mm-hmm. You know whose fault this is? It's ours. It's yours. It's mine. That we've allowed this political culture to so dominate everything we do to the point where if we disagree, you're evil, you're the enemy, you're horrible.
Well, and we want to instantly blame somebody and put a label on something.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, well, this person was a Republican. They were a Democrat. It's your fault. It's this person's fault. We want to make the other side look bad for whatever happened without having all of the facts.
I mean, the mental gymnastics that some folks on the far right were doing to try and make this guy a Democrat, it was astonishing to me.
Mm-hmm.
As was the folks on the left's rush to say this is all Donald Trump's fault.
Absolutely. Yeah. As much as people in both parties have their issues, we need to be careful to not tie things to someone or something that we do not like because it makes us feel better. Sometimes things happen and they are not connected. And we need to remember that not everything has a story where everything is interwoven.
I'll finish again with John and Yvette Hoffman's words. But now we are grappling with the reality that we live in a world where public service carries such risks as being targeted because someone disagrees with you or doesn't like what you stand for. That has to stop. That has to stop. And it's on all of us. Forget the politicians. It's on all of us to say, no, this isn't acceptable and we won't stand for it. Next story on the lead is our friend Chris Schaefer, who joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline to talk about the heat this weekend. Chris, it gets hot in Minnesota in the summer. This isn't necessarily a shock, but why is this such a big deal this weekend?
I think it's a big deal because not only is it going to get hot, but it's going to be extremely humid. And, you know, you talk to most Minnesotans, they're almost like they want to live in Arizona. I love the heat. I don't like the humidity. Yeah, I get it. I'm in the same way. And it's going to be a bad combination of the both. I mean, our highs are going to punch up into the 90s tomorrow, mid-90s, and the dew points are going to be in the low 70s. And that's like Florida kind of humidity. And it's going to stick around through the whole weekend. So Sunday, you're looking at the mid-90s again for a high with those dew points in the low 70s still. And one of the big concerns is the overnight temps tomorrow night into Sunday, because we just don't cool down. It's possible our overnight low is going to be around 80 degrees. That's our average high this time of year. And why that's a problem is a lot of people don't know this, but when I go around to school visits and quiz kids, I always ask them, what do you think the most deadly types of weather are? And they all guess tornadoes and hurricanes.
Yeah.
And it's actually heat, Dan. It's heat. And I think part of the reason is people don't really fear heat. They oftentimes look forward to it. So it can creep up on you, especially if you're elderly and you live in a building that doesn't have air conditioning. you just can't escape the heat, and that can lead to respiratory problems and everything. So as much as I encourage you to take advantage of the warm weekend, this is the stuff we dream of in January, you got to be smart about it too, and stay hydrated. Make sure you, like, I'm going to cut the grass this weekend, but I'm not going to do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, not peak heat time. That seems like a smart idea to me.
Yeah, do it in the morning, do it in the evening. And remember too, if you're walking your dog, same thing, they suffer from it just like we do. So take the pooch for a morning walk, take one for an evening walk. Don't do it in direct sunlight on the asphalt at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's going to feel like 106 in the Twin Cities.
So when is this? I mean, when do we really have to start paying attention? Because I came into today thinking today was going to be a scorcher. I even wore shorts to work, and I never wear shorts to work. But it feels decent out there right now. When is this going to really start to be a problem?
Okay, first of all, you're just trying to show off your legs. We all know that.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I mean, you know, people are only human.
The dew points have been silently and quietly creeping up throughout the day. So it's a lot more humid out there right now than it was early this morning. So when it really kicks in is this weekend, really tomorrow morning, because those highs are going to creep up into the 90s. It is going to stay humid. You would think you'd catch a little relief because the wind is actually going to be a little stronger the next few days.
I noticed that today too,
Yeah, but the comparison I make, like if I throw some pizza rolls in the oven and I open the oven to look at them, you know, that burst of hot air that comes out at your face, that's what that wind is going to feel
good.
This weekend. So, yeah, great.
That'll be fun. So what do people need to know? What do you do? I mean, obviously, we talk about staying inside and in air conditioning if you can. Hydration, obviously, is a huge, huge component of this as well, right? Drinking plenty of water?
Yeah, for sure. Even if you think you're drinking enough water, you're probably not. Because the biggest problem you have with the heat, your body, the way we cool ourselves is when we sweat. And it's not actually the sweat, it's the sweat evaporating off your body. A great example, you get out of the shower and you're cold, you know, once you turn that water off. That's because the water droplets are evaporating, and that's what cools our body. But when it gets this humid, like it will be this weekend, it doesn't evaporate as quickly, so your body doesn't get the chance to cool down. So, yeah, tips are pretty easy. We talked about avoiding the peak heating times out there, but drink more water than you normally would. Don't stand in the sun. Stand in the shade. Go 10 feet over to the side and get there, or maybe do some shopping or do something inside during those peak heating hours, and then enjoy the time in the morning and in the evening when it's not quite as dangerous.
Going to be a steamy one at the DeRussia grad party this weekend. Chris Schaefer, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
You got it.
You know, a movie theater, I was thinking as he was saying that, if you can afford it these days, because holy cow, but the air conditioning at the movie theater cannot be beat.
It is awesome. Yeah.
So, you know, plan a couple movies you want to go see. If you have that extra $100 laying around, but this would be a good weekend to go for a movie marathon at the theater. That's The Lead. Coming up next on page 2 of the DeRussia Hour headlines, we're going to have a whole series of stories about what's going on in the metro area this weekend with the heat and much, much more. Stay tuned for that. It's 520. You're listening to Drive Time with DeRussia on 830 WCCO. It's too long for the Chad Hartman show, I can tell you that right now. 525 here on WCCO.
What is it with everybody here taking shots at each other?
Well, he savaged Star Wars earlier today, and I'm still grumpy about it. I'm still upset. Of course, I also know that part of the reason he savaged Star Wars is because he knew I was listening, and he was just trying to tweak me, and I'm too dumb or whatever it is to not take that bait.
He got your goat.
Totally got me going. It's page 2 of the DeRussia Hour headlines, and we start with an unfortunate story. Yes, AP, our friend Adrian Peterson, has gotten himself in trouble again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Paul Walsh reporting for the Star Tribune. Vikings legend Adrian Peterson got into a scuffle with a fellow card player at a club in his native Texas, according to video obtained by TMZ. The fisticuffs erupted on May 27th at Joker Stars, not far from his home in the suburbs. TMZ's sports platform reported on Thursday. They say that Peterson acknowledged that, quote, one thing led to another after he and a friend had a disagreement at a gaming table. Video obtained by TMZ showed Peterson absorbing punches to the face before he countered with a few blows of his own. But he tells TMZ, me and that guy were cool. It was literally like a brother situation. We agreed to disagree. We had our words. We threw blows. And that was it. This is the latest bump in Adrian Peterson's road to recovery after he was in Minneapolis for the team's NFL draft party and was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. Pulled over for speeding on a Twin Cities highway with four passengers, according to the state patrol. He blew, I believe, a .14 that evening, which is nearly twice the legal limit in Minnesota. He now lives in a suburban Houston. He was booked at about 5:15 a.m. on a misdemeanor count of fourth-degree driving while impaired, posted a $4,000 bond more than 2 hours later. So he had the DWI issue. Now he's at the poker club throwing hands. Not a good run for AP. Not a good run. Are you familiar with the term fambushing?
How's your mother?
Seems like a direct question. Sarah Bregel writes for Parents Magazine that she's not alone in feeling like she's constantly being tracked by her kids. Parents everywhere are experiencing the same thing. The suspicious spying trend is being called fambushing, a fitting play on ambushing. And according to some parents, their teens aren't just bombarding them with texts. They're even showing up at the locations unannounced. A mom named Krista, who posts on TikTok, shared her own recent fambushing incident in a video that went viral. She said, quote, when your daughter stalks your location and sees that you're out eating Mexican food, the user wrote over a video of her daughter walking into the restaurant from the parking lot and then happily chowing down on a quesadilla. I hate Life 360, the mom joked in the caption, referring to the family tracking app that helped her daughter find her. Now, this is an app that was initially intended for parents to track their kids, and now the kids have figured out, hey, wait a minute, this is a two-way street. So mom and dad are at the store. I see they're at the store. I send them a text, hey, get me some stuff while you're at the store. Fambushing.
We have Life 360.
How does that work for you guys?
We know where each other is at, which is good, but, oh, boy, this is something, because our daughter's going to start driving very, very shortly.
Oh, boy.
And we're trying to keep an eye, okay, you know, where she might be. I'm going to have to talk with my wife about this.
Yeah, because next time you're at the store, you're at some place where she wants something, she could turn on the Life 360, say, hey,
while you're there,
dad's at the store, pick me up some stuff.
No, well, she already does.
Fambushing. You're stirring your ketchup wrong, maybe, possibly.
Their ketchup's coming a lot slower than ours does.
That's not good manners. Well, you notice our Heinz. Here, taste it.
You could go down such a rabbit hole on YouTube if you wanted to with commercials from the 70s and early 80s, by the way. It's hilarious. Yes, you may keep your mustard in the fridge, but your partner may balk at the idea, right? Who's right? The fine print on most of those bottles says refrigerate after opening, but is that really all that much help? It turns out that urging is rarely about health risks and more about quality, according to a professor of microbial food study at Cornell University. Dressings separate. Bright sauces darken and fiery flavors fade given enough time. Spoilage microbes might even get a foothold, making condiments and other ingredients unpleasant, but not necessarily unsafe to eat. All of these processes are slowed down or even halted in the fridge, but they're already heavily inhibited by low levels of water and high levels of things that bacteria don't like salt, acid, sugar, active probiotic cultures, et cetera, et cetera. So do you even need to refrigerate? Well, Carla Schwann, who's the director of the National Center of Home and Food Preservation at the University of Georgia, says a good rule of thumb is if you bought it from the refrigerated section at the store, it should stay in the fridge at home. Now, if you tell me that I got to have a professor to tell me, hey, dummy, you bought it in the refrigerated section, keep it in your refrigerator, otherwise vice versa. Really? I think we're spending too much money on higher education.
Microbiological food decomposition professor?
Sure.
That's a lot of words to tell me don't put mayonnaise after it's been opened at room temperature.
Did you buy it in the refrigerated section? Then keep it in your refrigerator. Oh,
What if you bought it not in refrigerated and then you've got to put it in the refrigerator?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to remember. Was it Parmesan cheese? I was dating a gal at one point and I wasn't storing that in the refrigerator and she just went bananas. She thought that was craziest, grossest thing ever. And ever since then, I've stored that in the refrigerator. Now I may be doing it completely wrong. I have no idea.
It's nice to know that that's the one thing you took out of that relationship is Parmesan cheese.
I didn't say that was the one thing I took out of that relationship. Anyway, that's page two here on A3OWCC.
That's what I'm saying.
Rush Hour headlines.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.